Sacramento Business Journal editor Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
We talk about the week's business news on Friday mornings. And one of the more disturbing stories of the week has a business angle. Relatively new restaurant in downtown Roseville abruptly shut down this week, at least temporarily. This happened days after one of its owners disappeared.
You know, a lot of folks active in the downtown Roseville scene really are worried about Steve Pease. He's well-known. He has a lot of friends. He happens to be the man who renovated the building on Vernon Street that's occupied by the restaurant and bar, which is named after Sammy Hagar and under a licensing deal. So this restaurant has been key to the city's plan to revive downtown Roseville. It's not clear if financial problems are at the root here of the closure or if there's something else going on. But, you know, usually that is the case when a restaurant suddenly shuts down, though some in Roseville say the place was doing well.
Well, we see restaurants failing all the time. It's not that unusual. Would it really say something bad about the downtown revival if this place doesn't reopen?
Maybe not, but it makes some people nervous. You know, a lot of projects are lined up for the downtown area. A brew pub, for instance, is scheduled to open up next door early next year, and a mixed-use housing project also is supposed to break ground next year. And the city has several other redevelopment projects coming soon. So the question is, you know, if a brand-name restaurant and bar with live music can't make it, does downtown have a more fundamental problem? Now, there's a good chance things will work out fine if, this restaurant can't reopen. Others have already expressed interest in the space, according to the city.
Another top story this week, of course, was announcement of some enrollment numbers for California's new healthcare insurance exchange. Any real surprises here?
Yes and no. We knew that things would get off to a slow start, so it's not surprising that Cover California had only signed up about 35,000 so far. They hope to get to at least 500,000 by the end of March. And it's not really a surprise that most of the early enrollees are old and sick. Naturally, you know, people who really need insurance will sign up first, and the young and healthy will wait to the last minute when they absolutely have to. So what I think was surprising to me is that so little attention has been paid to the insurance brokers and the problems they're having with the system. I mean, they're a critical ingredient of this system to get health insurance out to people who haven't had it before. Thousands of brokers, though, are waiting still to be certified to enroll patients. And those that are certified say working with Covered California has been kind of a nightmare so far. Apparently, they have to like fax things in, which has got to be plenty frustrating.
Also in healthcare, a pair of new California ballot initiatives would put a cap on hospital profits and executive pay. And I'm thinking the hospital industry not too enamored with either one of these.
You are correct. And one of these measures, if it gets on the ballot and is approved by voters, would limit hospital executives to $450,000 a year in salary. Another would cap hospital charges at 25% above cost. Both of these are proposed by SEIU, a union that represents a lot of healthcare workers. So it's clear that this is really another volley in a complicated relationship between hospitals and the unions.
And didn't this union launch a similar legislative attack on hospitals last year?
It was about 18 months ago. The union withdrew a couple of anti-hospital initiatives very similar to these after declaring a truce with the statewide hospital association. But it would appear that truce has come unglued. And the union, you know, says the healthcare costs are out of control and that these ballot initiatives are a way to help people. And the reality is really that both sides care about costs, but they can't seem to agree on ways to tackle the problem.
Let's talk real estate. After the housing bubble burst, big companies bought up a lot of houses in the region. Now, a new report is giving us some insight into those companies.
There's a study now by RealtyTrack, which broke down all the home purchases by investors from 2011 through this September. And as we suspected, a private equity firm called BlackRock was by far the biggest buyer, scooping up about 1,100 homes over that period. That's about one in eight purchased by investors. So what's interesting here, though, is that BlackRock resold exactly one of those houses. So it tells us something important. I think that the big boys, the investors, are holding onto these houses, even though their value has gone up considerably. And I think that says something about their faith in the real estate market.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.